Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Each week, the folks at CUNA have a weekly media call where we all get on the phone and listen to what CUNA's been doing in the industry the past week or in upcoming activities. And obviously, the focus of the latest call was all about coronavirus, its impact on the economy, credit unions, consumers, and a whole lot more. Ryan Donovan got on the phone first and discussed how they're working together with other trade associations to encourage the Small Business Administration to provide clear guidelines with specific loan programs. Here's what Ryan had to say.
We joined with some other trade associations to encourage the Small Business Administration to provide clear and consistent guidance on recent changes to the 7A loan program.
Jordan Van Ryan joined us to talk about the latest unemployment numbers.
You guys probably saw that we had a record 3.3 million people apply for unemployment claims in 1 week. That was nearly five times higher than any week during the Great Recession. So unemployment is probably higher even than we forecasted. So we're going to update that again this week and probably have more regular updates going forward, perhaps every couple of weeks or so.
Jordan says we're already in a recession.
We do think that we're basically already in a recession, and, you know, it's very hard to predict with any precision, but generally we forecast a significant fall in real GDP this year, particularly in the second quarter.
Jordan says that the credit union performance overall will remain positive, but will drop off compared to previous years.
We expect credit union loan and membership growth to remain positive this year, but drop off quite a bit from what we've seen in recent years, and we expect deterioration in credit union portfolio quality and earnings as well. But at least for now, we don't expect it to get quite as bad as the Great Recession. But of course, there's a lot of uncertainty, and we'll continue to make updates as we get more data. And we expect most credit unions to really be able to weather this storm as well, considering it could be deep but relatively short-lived.
And then Jim Nussel joined in the call to share why this week in particular is going to be a critical week for both consumers and credit unions.
Martin, this is going to be a critical week for America and for America's credit unions, the financial first responders for over 100 million members across the country. And the last 3 weeks worth of work, actually the last 80 years worth of work, is culminating in a week like this where bills come due, mortgages, mortgage payments come due, loan payments come due, pressure on the budgets. You heard about Jordan talking about 3 million plus Americans out of work now. And so it culminates in a week like this.
Jim adds that it's times like this is what credit unions were built for.
This is what we're built for, and I'm proud to say that America's credit unions are already acting. It is amazing the stories that we are hearing across the country of how credit unions, who of course are not one size fits all, they are in each neighborhood, in each community, and in every home of every member, working out options creatively in order to get people through this very difficult challenge.
And Jim wrapped it all up with CUNA looking for changes in the law to allow credit unions more access to consumers.
All of CUNA and the League's efforts these last number of days and weeks, trying to get regulatory flexibility and certainty, trying to get changes in the law from Congress so that we could expand our ability to serve members.
So that's a wrap up, and I hope you guys join us next week.